CBS News Update. I'm Sam Litzinger. You might think a drop in the unemployment rate from 8.2 to 8.1% would be encouraging news, but much of the drop is attributed to people who've simply given up looking for work and so weren't counted. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason says the economy could only manage to create 115,000 jobs last month, well below what most experts were looking for.
It's not a catastrophic number, but it's certainly not as strong as people expected or what the economy really needs right now. You know, there's a real question here about whether the economy is slipping into another slump. Some people think weather may have been a factor, that essentially some of the hiring got moved up to January and February that we would have seen normally in April, and that when you balance out the numbers, they're sort of average but not great.
GOP presidential contender Mitt Romney says President Obama is mismanaging the economy, which he says should be creating at least 500,000 jobs each month. The Dow dropped 168 points, largely because of the report. CBS News Update. I'm Sam Litzinger.
It's 7:32. Let's go live to Jeff Kosnets, senior editor at Kiplinger's Personal Finance, for more on jobs and our economy. And Jeff, what about that? Should we be cranking out or creating about 500,000 jobs a month these days, and why aren't we?
Well, that seems to be a rather high number. One of the things that's happened with jobs numbers over the last 6 months, and frankly over the last several years, is that they vary a lot from month to month. I mean, the trend is not anywhere near 500,000, and it would be great if it was, but not sure that's sustainable. The labor participation rate, which in English means the percentage of the men and women you see in this country who are actually in the labor force, either employed or looking for jobs, is lower than it's been for a while. So either people are staying in school longer, they've given up looking for work, they've retired earlier, or for some reason or other they're not interested.
Jeff, I want to switch gears and ask you a question that's not being asked, which is that there's a lot of blame in the political arena, but then both sides say that jobs are created by the business sector. We talk about $4 trillion sitting on the side. Are they just sitting there waiting for something that we don't know about?
Well, one of the big losses of jobs in this report and in many others has been state and local governments, which are in need of funds to sustain basic programs like education and health, and been paring back payrolls. You can argue that those aren't, you know, quote, as good a job as a job in the private sector, but the paychecks you get from the state or the county are just as green as those you get from a corporation. So right now, if anything, private job creation is doing better than that in the public sector. And if you look at the entire picture, you still see big problems with construction, real estate, housing. Unemployment is currently very uneven across skill levels, across education levels, across parts of the country. And it's usually you don't hear anybody point a finger at that. They just say, oh, we didn't get as many jobs this month as Wall Street wanted, or as the president wanted, or as his challenger wants. So things aren't working. But in fact, it's not that simple.
We have, at least for the moment, stopped using the expression double-dip recession. Is it time to revive that kind of talk?
No, and enough time has gone by that when we have another recession, you just call it a new recession. Don't, you know, say it's the old one brought back. We haven't had a recession now for, I think, about 3 years. So if we have another recession, it won't be a double dip. And we're still a long way from a recession. You know, the economy's growing at 2-2.5%. This is not Europe, and it's not going to be. The thing is that many people are looking for jobs, but those who have them are awfully productive in doing the kind of work and creating the kind of environment that keeps the economy growing, at least for most of us. For some of us, it's obviously a different story.
Jeff, employment-wise, is this going to wind up being the summer of our discontent?
Well, last summer wasn't a great picnic. We had that huge kerfuffle over the debt ceiling and the creditworthiness of the U.S. Treasury. This summer, we're going to have the shrill tones of a never-ending presidential campaign. So, yes, jobs will be one of the things that everybody watches. And but within the jobs numbers, you see certain things. For example, the unemployment rate among African Americans, which was on a national basis 16% a year ago, is 13%, and it's actually down in this report that came out today. You have a big difference now in that the unemployment rate for men is coming down and the unemployment rate for women is going up. And it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about how you'd hear strange expressions like the man session. So this is a fluid situation. But, of course, you're right. It's tailor-made for both political and journalistic excesses, and we'll have that all summer.
During those terrible months in 2008, 2009, we'd have you on here and talk about your emergency financial kit, including several months' worth of salary put away, if you can put it away, just for a rainy day, actually more than a rainy day, a catastrophe of some sort. Obviously, that's still a good idea, but what else should be in that financial emergency kit? How do you invest and survive in this climate?
Well, the investment climate's pretty good. I mean, the stock market took a bath today, but it's like the first time all year that it has. It's still up considerably from the beginning of the year. We think it'll just bounce around during the summer. If you put your money in the bank, of course, you're still getting the same non-existent yield that you've been getting for the last 3 years, but you at least have the money. Many people I know, including myself, have paid down a lot of debt that we incurred, either because we thought times were good or just because the stage we hit in life, you know, required us to borrow more money. So this is not a particularly good time to get deep into debt. But if you have a job and you're earning a decent salary, you shouldn't do anything different now. I mean, we're not in the kind of crisis we were in 3-4 years ago when I would come on your show every other night and talk about how awful things were. The economy is at least as good as it's going to be for the next several years. And again, just most people have adjusted to the fact that they're not going to get huge raises and that, you know, they're not going to make a fortune in the stock market and that their house is not going to double in value, and just get on with life.
Jeff, we still like having you. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
And that's Jeff Kosnet, the senior editor at Kiplinger's Personal Finance. It's-